It's the birthday boy, Tim Jones. Thank you for giving us some time on your birthday. Is that right? Facebook told me it was your birthday. I hope it's your birthday.
That's correct, Annie.
We happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
What's Well, it's great to have you on. No shortage of things to talk about today. I wanted to get to you first and foremost about Governor Greitens, and according to Tony Colombo's report, he's been subpoenaed to testify. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, he's been subpoenaed. The Missouri House has subpoenaed the governor. They want him to come speak on Monday, June 4th. The latest from the lawyers of the governor that we've heard, and Tim may have fresh information on this, is that the governor's lawyers have not confirmed whether or not he will be there.
Yeah, what do you think, Tim?
Yeah, so I think Tony has the most accurate, up to date reporting, as he always does.
Naturally,
and that's all correct from what I've heard. So here's my thought on that, without knowing anything about what the governor's attorneys might do. But any time I hear something like this, I think that they will likely invoke the governor's right under the Fifth Amendment, so he cannot be compelled to testify before any proceeding where he might incriminate himself potentially in another proceeding. I'm not saying that the governor would incriminate himself or that he's guilty in any way, right? The governor has yet to be adjudicated on any charges in any court of law.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of smoke, right? None of us in the Republican Party, and I'm a Republican. I was the Speaker of the House here in the state. I'm not happy about any of this. I was never a cheerleader for the governor. A lot of people have said, "Oh, you were a big cheerleader for the governor this year." No, I was a cheerleader for his policies. I actually supported Catherine Hanaway back in the primary 2 years ago, who, strangely enough, is now one of the governor's defense attorneys. How about that? Days of Our Lives, House of Cards, everything with this deal. And but I said, you know, elections have consequences, right? And so I'm going to wait and see what the governor does on policy. 2017. Right to work. He did massive tort reform. And so, you know, this year is a different year, and I wish we weren't here. But on the other hand, as a lot of my other conservative friends, you know, actual voters, not pundits, not politicos, as my conservative neighbor friends and former constituents out in Eureka, you know, Tim, what's the witch hunt all about? You know, I mean, maybe he should be convicted of something before political process decides. And I said, well, you've got a fair point there. So I think what the governor will likely do with this, he can really stay within some very narrow lanes of questioning. Boy, isn't this similar to the Mueller investigation, huh? I think he will just decline to testify and would invoke his right.
Let's get Tim Jones back on here. He's cutting out, and it's hard to hear him.
Mm-hmm.
But like he was saying,
I think because it's his birthday, he's trying to get out of this early.
I don't need to do this.
I
kind of
detect like my mic is cutting. I gotta go to my birthday.
What do you think this is? Your birthday? Come on, Tim. We'll see if we can get him back on here and get a better signal.
I do like that Tim shed a little bit of light on, you know, we were speculating on whether or not the governor will answer the subpoena and come testify in front of the committee on June 4th. And it sounds like Tim Jones thinks that since he doesn't have to, that he probably won't.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, for all these lawyers that we talk to that know a lot better than us, there's mm-hmm. there's a lot of reasons why you wouldn't go. Not showing up to answer questions does not automatically imply guilt. Because remember, we have to prove guilt. You don't imply guilt. You have to prove the guilt. And in Governor Greitens' case specifically, as well as President Trump's case, it seems as though that has not been the way that we have actually manage these situations. There's an assumption of guilt, and then we spend the time between the first unveiling of all these accusations to the time where it ultimately culminates into some sort of final charge or conviction, and it's like there's no there. Tim Jones, we got you back. We were talking about your high maintenance birthday phone situation.
I think that was the NSA.
Yeah, well, NSA. Naturally, it certainly was. Well, you were just saying that you thought that much like the Mueller investigation, if he's compelled to testify, you can go ahead and take it from there.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, having my lawyer hat on and, you know, not cheerleading for or cheerleading against the governor, if I'm one of the attorneys or if I'm just a legal scholar looking at this, let's look at what's happened on the criminal side. So here's the problem. Here's the issue. In the United States of America, defendants are accorded a lot of rights, right? That's what makes our country great, because in other countries, like even the UK, you're presumed guilty, and you have to prove you're innocent. Yeah. That's even in our closest brothers and sisters. The UK has a very different judicial system than us. In the United States of America, we are very, I don't know if we're unique in the world or not, but it was originally unique that we would presume defendants, the accused, innocent until proven guilty. And so right now the governor has multiple potential and actual criminal matters pending against him, right? He had the invasion of privacy charge, which was dropped by the city of St. Louis prosecutor, but that could be refiled. There is a pending indictment relating to the use of the mission continues list. That is a pending criminal felony indictment. And while that's pending, defendants cannot be compelled in this country to testify against themselves. That means to say anything. They don't have to say a word. And so why would you go into another forum where you could be asked all sorts of things about those pending criminal matters where you could potentially incriminate yourself? And so that's the issue. And you got to be careful, right? You know, words can be construed in many different ways and used against defendants in many different ways. So I think until the criminal matters are all disposed of, I don't know that the governor is going to go on record under oath. I think that would be very dangerous for him.
Yeah, that makes total sense. I'm going to shift gears here real quick with you. And this thing that we now have from President Trump, he's named it, which means it's officially a quote unquote thing, Spygate. We have this insinuation that there was a spy in his campaign, presumably from the Obama administration, maybe something that the Department of Justice knew about in the genesis of this idea of Russia collusion. What do you think about all of this and President Trump's, you know, like I said, he named it, which means he's going to be talking about it.
Oh, Annie, Tony, isn't this amazing where we were on this maybe a year ago versus where we've come now? There have been some real prophets on this, haven't there? Sean Hannity has probably been leading the charge, but he's been joined by investigative reporters like Sarah Carter out of D.C., like Joe DeGeneva, a famous constitutional attorney who was on the Trump legal team. Those three people specifically, and there's been others, there's been plenty of others who have been sounding this canary in the coal mine call that there was no Russian collusion between the Trump campaign and anybody in Russia. There was plenty of collusion, though, and it involved our intelligence agencies at the highest levels under the Barack Obama White House administration and the Hillary Clinton campaign to take down a political opponent. Now, I would think that everybody in America, whether you're an ACLU-loving, left-wing, liberal, civil libertarian like Alan Dershowitz, who's been on the president's side on this, or whether you're an independent who's just trying to figure out what the heck all these Republicans and Democrats are arguing about, or whether you're a Republican, that you would be concerned about things that happen in banana republic, kangaroo court style, tin pot dictator countries where political opponents are spied on every single day. People are held in political prisons. Kim Jong-un, you know, has all these concentration camps for his political opponents. The left seems to have no problem with a White House in power weaponizing their intelligence agencies to spy on a political opponent. And people were saying this from day one. They were called crazy and loony. Now there's actual evidence and allegations. This thing keeps the bricks in this wall keep being built higher every day, and the mortar is being filled in to the point where it's undeniable that something like this happened. Now, did it rise to the level of inappropriateness or criminality? That has yet to be determined. But this is the story that seems to be gaining momentum, while the Mueller investigation seems to be the one losing steam, kind of flailing around and really coming apart at the seams.
Isn't it amazing to think, had Hillary Clinton won that election, what we never, ever, ever would have heard about?
Absolutely. And why do you think people like Mueller and Rosenstein and McCabe and all these other FBI agents that were fired. And see, nobody, the media doesn't talk about all these FBI agents that have been fired or terminated. I think it's like 24 now because the media doesn't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about people who are potentially under maybe sort of investigation.
Or like President Trump, when he, if somebody gets right. let go, one of his advisors gets let go, then it's all about how you can't work with the president. Meanwhile, and like you're saying, they're being fired.
Yes, fired or relocated. That's the government speak for you can't be in this job anymore because you screwed up. But we'll keep you around on the government dole. So, yeah, Annie, this is very troubling. This has never happened before in our nation's history because they did not think Trump would win. So they just wanted to kind of put the nail in the coffin. They really thought they were doing that. But as Peter Strzok and his mistress, Lisa Page, said, this was going to be our insurance policy just in case.
Yeah.
They were going to have this concocted conspiracy theory about Donald Trump running around with Russians.
Yeah. Think for a second if the amount of evidence that we have to show that there was something scandalous going on. Just think if they had even half that amount to prove that President Trump colluded with Russia, you know?
Yeah, yes, exactly. And this is the most disturbing thing, that our government was used to spy on another American citizen and to potentially take down their political campaign because the left and the big government bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. feared a Donald Trump presidency so much and also wanted to guarantee 4 more years of Barack Obama's extreme governmental leftward tilt in our nation. They really thought they had it. They had been transforming America, and the fact that they couldn't continue with that transformation and, oh my goodness, don't even think about having Donald Trump there instead, was just something they wanted to prevent at all costs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Tim Jones, happy birthday. You have a Memorial Day weekend birthday, so happy birthday to you. And also,
happy birthday to you.
This song just for you.
Happy birthday, and this is what we'll do.
Thank you all very much.
I've never heard Tony do that before. That's a pretty special thing that just happened there. Even if it was questionable.
He's a pretty special guy.
And happy Memorial Day weekend to you. It's a very important weekend. It's maybe one of the most important weekends of recognition that we have. So good things, you're coming your way.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much to all of our men and women who I know we have a vast listening audience, and a vast amount of that listening audience are men and women who are serving or have served our nation. Some of their families have given the ultimate sacrifice, and that's what this weekend's all about. And that's why we remember you all, and we thank you deeply.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim Jones, have a great birthday. Thank you.
Thanks all.